From Hollywood, General Foods brings you the new Beulah Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Beulah, a gal who knows all the answers, but nobody ever pops a question.
Yes, from Hollywood, it's the new Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed by General Foods.
Love that man.
Toasties, heat good cornflakes. The best thing that's happened to corn since the Indians discovered it. Heat good cornflakes. Post toasties, heat good cornflakes.
Yes, sir, those Indians sure have got something to sing about. Because post toasties are the heat good cornflakes, and they really make your breakfast. No fooling. Just one bowl, and you'll know you've struck it rich. You'll find all at once why everybody says post-toasties are the best thing that's happened to corn since the Indians discovered it. You see, there's a special sweet kernel corn flavor toasted right in. And what comes out is the crispest, freshest breakfast you ever dipped a spoon into. Nothing like them. And post-toasties, you know, is one of the famous triple wrap post-cereals. Guaranteed fresh or triple your money back. Try 'em. Get post-toasties. The heap good corn flakes. Well, today is the most exciting day in Henderson family history. Today is the day that Flash magazine invades their household with a reporter and photographer to make them the most famous typical home in America.
And boy, have we been busy fixing up this place.
I'll bet, Beulah.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Jacobs. There's my boyfriend, Bill, at the door. Come on in, Bill.
It's Bill, baby. As big and beautiful as Sheep's Head Bay.
Well, step right in, Sheep's Head, and drag your bay in with you.
My, oh my, does this house look beautiful today.
Well, it ought to, with all the work we've done.
The photographer's going to take pictures of you, baby.
I guess so. But I can't make up my mind what dress to wear.
Well, I'm sure you'll pick out the right one, honey. You're always well-groomed.
Oh, is that so?
Well, what you getting upset about? I thought you'd be happy to hear you're well-groomed.
Who wants to be well-groomed? I want to be well-brided.
Oh, well, I got to be going now, baby. I just want to stop by and wish you luck for that magazine article.
Well, thanks, Billy boy. You know, I'm a little worried, though, about those photographers. After all, you know, I ain't exactly good-looking.
Now, don't say that, baby. There's something about you that's really beautiful.
Something about me that's beautiful, Bill?
Uh-huh.
Is it my eyes?
Uh-uh.
Is it my smile?
Uh-uh.
Well, what is it, Bill?
Your ham sandwiches, sugar.
Bill Jackson! Bill Jackson, get out of here!
I'm gone!
What a man!
Bill, lunch ready?
Bring it right in, Mr. Harry.
Well, is our typical home about to have a typical lunch?
Yes, sir, Mr. Typical, head of the house.
Well, I'm afraid I'll have to race through lunch today.
Oh, hi, honey.
Well, I've got an appointment at the beauty parlor, and I've got to get back before the photographer arrives.
Oh, you look all right to me.
Well, thanks, darling, but our pictures are going to be in a national magazine.
Yeah, I know that.
Our house is in perfect condition, and I think we ourselves ought to look ship-shaped, too.
Well, that won't be hard for me. I'm shaped like a ship already.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, honey.
Hello, Beulah.
Hello, Donnie.
You're late for lunch, Donnie. Where have you been?
Well, I wanted to tidy up for the photographers, Mom. I was in the bathroom, shaving.
Shaving?
Well, yeah, Dad. And I'm a little inexperienced at it. Are you supposed to shave with the grain or against the grain?
You haven't even got a grain.
And I couldn't find Dad's aftershave powder.
You couldn't find it?
No.
Well, then what's that white stuff all over your face?
Flour.
Flour?
Better not get overheated, Donnie. You're liable to break out in Parker House rolls.
Well, Harry, right now, this young man needs a haircut a lot worse than he needs a shave. He's going to look awfully shaggy in those pictures.
Well, can I get a haircut, Pop?
Well, the only thing is, I passed the barbershop on the way home, and it's pretty crowded, Donnie. There wouldn't be time to get a haircut today.
Oh, my goodness, look at the time. I've got to run, Harry. So long,
well,
dear.
So long,
bye,
sweetheart.
Donnie, Beulah.
Bye.
Oh, gee, Dad, can I get a haircut? I don't want to look terrible in a magazine. My girlfriends are going to see it.
Yeah, I know that, son, but honesty, a barbershop was just packed.
Well, can even get a trim or something?
Well, a trim. Well, let's see now. It shouldn't be too hard to cut hair.
Uh-oh.
Beulah, do we have a pair of real good scissors?
Yes, sir.
May I have them, please?
Oh, Mr. Harry, he's so young and unsuspecting.
Now, Beulah, there's not a thing in the world to worry about.
Here's the scissors, Mr. Harry.
Thank you. All right now, Donald boy. Just sit down in this chair, and I'll give you a real nice haircut.
Okay, Pop. I'm ready.
Very good. Think I'll cut off some hair from the front first. There. This isn't so hard. Better take a little more off the front, I think. Yeah. How's he look, Beulah?
Well, personally, I liked him better with two eyebrows.
Now, Beulah, stop. Stop teasing. She's just teasing, Donnie. Of course, it is kind of close. I better trim the side and pull your head over a little. I'll take some off the left side here. Yes, now, I'll take some off the right side. Better take some off the left side again. A little more off the right side.
Mr. Harry?
Yeah.
Maybe his ears ain't even.
Gosh, Pop, with all this experimenting, I'm beginning to feel like a guinea pig.
Confidentially, Donnie, you're beginning to look like one, too.
Oh, no!
Now, Donnie, it's not bad. It's not bad. Although, Beulah, does his head look a little tilted?
A little tilted?
Yeah.
Mr. Harry, if his head was a pinball machine, his eyes would light up.
Beulah?
Yes, Donnie.
When is Mom getting home?
Any minute now, Donnie. And I hate to see what happens when she gets a look at that haircut your father gave you. Well, that sounds like her coming in now.
Oh, Beulah, that beauty parlor was so crowded I thought I'd never get home.
Hello.
Oh, hello, little boy. You one of Donnie's new little friends? Donnie, what happened?
Nothing happened, Mom.
Beulah, who scalped him?
I guess it was Big Chief Happy Scissors Henderson.
Gee whiz, Mom. It's just a crew haircut.
A crew haircut?
Looks like the crew mutinied, don't it?
Oh, this is dreadful. Beulah, all he's got left is a stubble. I could just cry.
Oh, now, Miss Alice. I think it makes him look distinguished. I bet he's the only kid in town with a 5 o'clock shadow on top of his head.
Wait till I get hold of your father, Donnie.
Hi, everybody.
Howdy, Mr. Harry.
Hello, Pop.
Harry, are you responsible for this major surgery?
Well, now, honey, now, you see, I just kind of thought that,
First place, if you're planning to stay, you can take off your hat.
I'd rather not.
You'd rather not take off your hat? Why?
Well, honey, after I gave Donnie his haircut, I began thinking I needed a kind of a little trim myself.
Yes?
And, my regular barber shop was packed, you see. So I drove across town to another barber. And he didn't know me. And so I sat down there in the chair.
Yes?
And I told him to just keep on cutting till I told him to stop. And, then...
Yes?
I went to sleep.
Harry.
Yes, Alice.
Take off your hat.
All right. There.
Oh, no! Harry!
Oh, Mr. Harry.
Pop, shake hands.
Beulah, the photographer's going to be here any minute. What are we going to do?
Well, let's ask him to guess, Miss Alice.
Guess what?
Which one of these two has the Tony? Oh, Miss Alice.
Yes, Beulah?
I just saw the fellow from the magazine drive up.
Oh, Harry, Donnie, the photographer's here. Quick,
yeah.
Put on your hats.
Oh, gee, Mom, I don't want to wear a hat.
Honey, our heads don't look that bad.
Harry, you can't see what they look like from the back.
Go ahead.
Hiya, I'm Ray Benson from Flash Magazine.
Oh, hello. We've been expecting you.
I'm Mrs. Henderson, and this is Mr. Henderson.
Hi.
Our son, Donnie.
Hello.
And this is Beulah.
Well, well, well. Glad to meet the typical family in the typical home. Ready for the pictures and the interview?
Yeah, I guess we are.
You going someplace, Mr. Henderson?
Going someplace?
You got your hat on.
Oh, my hat, the hat. Well, always wear my hat in the house.
Yeah. In that way, he doesn't have to put it on when he goes out.
Yeah, I see. Well, we might as well get started with pictures of the typical home, huh?
Well, we'll be glad to help in any way we can.
Hey, thanks. Now I'll just check my orders from the magazine. Let's see. Yeah, first, they want a nice shot of the back porch with that beat-up railing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right out this way. I'll show you. But, of course, I fixed that railing.
Oh, you did, huh?
Oh, sure.
Well, let's see. They also want a picture of the kids' room. Says one wall's all marked up from a dart game or something.
Oh, yes. Well, that's been repainted. Looks lovely now.
Well, I got to get a shot of the living room. There's an end table in there that's kind of scratched like somebody put their spurs on it, ain't they?
Oh, I refinished it real nice. Those scratches don't show anymore.
In fact, we've really fixed the whole place up just fine. What's the matter? Something wrong?
Wrong? Hey, look, lady, I'll be frank. That busted railing, the spotted wall, that scratched table, things like that, that's what made this joint typical.
What do you mean?
Well, that's the human interest. That's the stuff we wanted pictures of.
You mean by fixing the place up, we ruined it?
According to our editorial policy, yeah. I'm afraid Flash Magazine will have to hunt up another broken-down typical home. So long.
Oh, Harry.
Oh, Alice.
Oh, nuts.
You know, there are lots of things we don't admit to ourselves, aren't there? For example, when you're not sleeping well, when you're tired, nervous, maybe you won't admit the reason.
Well, that's how it was with Mr. Henderson. He wouldn't admit old Mr. Coffee Nurse was after him. More coffee he'd drink, the crosser he'd get. I got so a body couldn't say good morning without Mr. H would snap your head off. About then, though, Miss Alice, she solved that problem by switching him over to Postum.
Yes, Beulah, delicious instant Postum is a real problem solver. You see, Postum has no caffeine, none whatever. And while some aren't bothered by the caffeine in coffee or tea, for others, maybe you, it spells sleepless nights, jittery nerves. If that sounds like your problem, then switch to Postum. Chances are you'll find you're sleeping better, feeling better than you have in years. Get a jar of Postum and see.
Well, maybe we aren't going to be the typical home in Flash Magazine after all. But I know one thing. We got a lot of things done around here that we've been meaning to do for years.
Say, are you ever tempted to give breakfast the go-by? Well, hold on there. Breakfast is important. And what's more, breakfast can be fun, too, when you wake up the family to Post Toasties. They're the heap good corn flakes with that wonderful sweet kernel corn flavor toasted right in. And crisp. They're crackling crisp, every flake of them. Best thing that's happened to corn since the Indians discovered it. So treat your tribe to the heap good corn flakes. Get them Post Toasties tomorrow. You've been listening to The Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood by General Foods.